Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the podcast that is your next 18-minute mental excursion with me, the host, Jacqueline Madrid. I'm nobody special. You've probably heard that before, but I feel like I have special things to say, so here we go. This episode's gonna be specifically catering to 5 things that I feel like I've learned about myself during quarantine. Number one being, the more time that I have, I feel like I seek validation online. And let me say, I want to be clear because I feel like I need to give myself to defend myself, my character. I don't feel like I necessarily look for it, but I feel like I anticipate it. And this was something that was hard to come to terms with, because who wants to say that they seek validation online? And I feel like I've made enough jokes too about this issue with myself that I feel like I can finally say it and not feel like it sucks. But I feel like I don't look for it, but I anticipate it, if that makes sense. Like I said, I feel like I obsess about how people view me because I put out specific content so that others can understand that I am thinking outside of the box, that I am the person with the unpopular opinions, that I am going to force you to think about things in a different manner, and that it's important to do those types of things because you have to put important, obscure ideas out there. If not, then what's really, everything's just going to be really bland and really pretty much the same. And I guess the whole thing of it is just challenging hearing what you're used to. And in the end, it's just hoping to feel support and hoping to feel admired for it. But at the same time, I think what has to come to realization within myself is that it's important to not do it for yourself, to do it for the sake of just the idea. And like I said, I value being very vocal about things that are outside of the box, so I stand for that, and I'm going to continue to stand for that. But as far as it being self-seeking, I think that's where I have to draw the line. And all of these things are going to be things that I feel have caused me to hopefully be able to turn the page to an old chapter of my life and look forward to a new one. I know it's pretty premature to say that, and you're just like, you've barely said one thing, Jacqueline. How are you? How does that fit into all of this? Well, let me bring around number 2 so it can all start making sense. In this time of quarantine, this is number 2. I feel like I have had a hard time accepting the fact that we have a new normal. And this new normal is something that you don't encounter until you go out and you're trying to visit these businesses that you need to go to get groceries, to get household items, to get whatever you may be needing. And then you see people with masks, you see everything being cleaned down at all times, hopefully. You're seeing just things being above and beyond what they used to be, and it's, each time I have to say, it's a fucking like reality check, because you're like forced to remember the fact that this is not going to change. This is going to be how it is now. And it's definitely something that has heightened my anxiety. And you kind of have to get behind that and realize why you're having anxiety about it. So when I think about it, it's just the whole fact of having to adapt. But it's not impossible, and I feel like it's slowly starting to happen, because each and every time it gets a little bit easier to go outside and not think too hard about it. But in that same sentence, it's the whole fact of having to bring up that we've been forever changed, our generations have been forever changed, and it's a big pill to swallow that we've kind of taken the responsibility to care for people in our household in a whole different other way, people outside of our households, our neighbors, and to just have a new meaning about valuing life, which has been a very enjoyable perspective, new perspective to have. And that has also combined with the first thing to really give me something new to think about, because it's having to be put in this uncomfortable situation. And with uncomfortable situations come growth. And it's come to a point where you can only have gratitude for that. So with that said, I will say number three is having to come to terms with the fact that everything that got taken away from us, the whole hair salons, nail salons, things that made us feel good at the time that we were doing for ourselves, were taken away. And then now you are quite literally stripped down to the you that you're not so comfortable with, because you aren't used to seeing her or him, and you have to look at yourself in the mirror and get comfortable with that you, and accept the fact that you, this person that you're looking at, is someone that you need to love, that is a true you. So in that moment, you realize that you've been humbled in the freaking blink of an eye. And you're looking at yourself and you're like, those things are not things that I need so I can be given value. Those things are just things that add to making me feel good. And that's where it starts and that's where it ends. So it's the whole thing of, that's where our standards were before, but the standards should be in the natural aspect of ourselves whenever we are truly ourselves. Is that someone that we actually know and love? So that's also been something that's been really eye-opening. So it's coming to terms with the fact that I'm pale, that my nail beds are gross, that I hate my hands, but at least I have hands, and at least I can utilize these hands to do things I'm passionate for, like draw, write. And there's things about my legs that I hate, but at least I have legs and I can walk. And it's just, like I said, it's a whole new perspective on looking at things that you weren't necessarily being grateful for before. And number four, moving on to number four is a really interesting one because, as we all know, we've had plenty of time to think, to do, to say, to just be overly active on every platform and in every way. I've been partaking into some activities of the edibles and things of that nature. And I've been so thankful for it because it's been a new experience for me that I feel like I fully dived in, that I didn't just dip my toes in, like I fully dove into those waters. And I've been really grateful for those experiences because I've looked at it as a whole trip of self-exploration. And when you think about that, it sounds like something so positive, but I think what it does is that it unveils things about yourself that you're not necessarily in love with. And it's scary because you are in a vulnerable area where you can no longer exactly control your thoughts, and you're forced to really, really think about your mentality, your emotions, your opinions on certain things, your morals. And it's just like you start peeling back these layers and layers of yourself, and you're like, is this who I've really been this whole time? And it's really interesting because actually I was watching this show the other day and I really, really started getting into it because the first episode, it's called The Midnight Gospel on Netflix. It's the whole thing of the first episode. It's the whole thing of getting high. And they specifically say in this part that he believes that people, when they say that they get anxiety from weed, and is because they have a hard time facing parts about themselves that they're not used to seeing because they have chosen to be ignorant to them when they're quote unquote sober. And being quote unquote sober is such a complacent, such a comfortable spot for us. But I also think like not being sober is something that is really challenging for us in a good way, that it's a challenge that we must be put almost, I will say almost must be put in to, so you can really uncover these things about yourself and delve into issues that you weren't before, so you have no other choice but to look at them and to be like, I know now what I need to fix, I know the things that I need to change. And I mean, like, come on, like, hippies are not in such a positive, peaceful place for no reason. Like, it's truly a good self-analyzation that I feel like everybody needs. And that's truly been something that I've enjoyed during this time. Another thing, and I believe that will be the last thing, 5, is that I have been forced to look at the patterns of the relationships that I've had. And I've not been so happy with them because I've come out of every single one of them with the conclusion that I never felt truly valued as a person in any of them. But here I was thinking so in depth about what it would be, what our life would be together. Years and years. And whenever I say relationship, by the way, I don't mean dating. I mean any kind of relationship with anyone. So this to say that relationships are something that are very important to me. I'm such a relationship-driven person. I am someone that's considered a very nurture-driven person. So I take my relationships with people very seriously. And I feel like I pour into relationships a lot. So, but that's something that I ended up realizing was something really negative, because I would pour and pour and pour, but nothing would really get poured into me. But this is a good thing in the end, because once you start to notice that there are patterns in your relationships with people, that is when you know, that's when you can analyze, that's when you can decipher the issues and where you can break the cycle. And that's what I've done, thankfully. I feel like through all of these things combined, I have now not taken myself for granted and can value myself enough to know what I should be accepting of and what I shouldn't be accepting of. And, you know, and I feel like I would always give myself the excuse of, like, nobody's perfect and, like, everyone makes mistakes and no one really knows, like, a correct path of treating or how to treat you as a person, that everything is a learning path. And it's true, but it should always be evident from the beginning, your values, your morals, who you are, and your worth, so that it never gets twisted, never. So the minute that it does get twisted, that is not a point of, okay, I should make it clear again. It is a point of, no, I must exit before I further get hurt in this situation. And essentially, with all of these things, it's been just a real blessing of getting out of this rut of just handling everything the same and everything just becoming new, so that life doesn't become just this thing that's repetitive. And we are no longer comfortable. We are happy in discomfort because we know that we are growing. And that makes me look forward to life, honestly. That's makes me look forward to more positive experiences with people, with myself, with emotions, with my body, with experiencing whenever I'm high, whenever I have the chance to not be so sober and to really look at myself And it's really, really exciting to have a new chapter to look forward to. So with that said, I challenge you to really look at yourself, self-analyze, and to change things. If you were ever looking for a sign to change things, this is your sign, okay? Because we are no longer accepting living complacent. We must change things for growth. So I'm ready. Okay, are you ready?